It's 14 minutes past 8 o'clock on Chum. We're reminiscing about, you know, some of the years we spent with Jay Nelson.
I'm the new kid on the block here.
It was April Fool's Day 3 or 4 years ago. I've forgotten just what year, but that was the year that Nelson got a hitman to come in with a pie. I dug into the files. I got tons and tons of tape, and I managed to come up with tape of that historic moment when Nelson
did his thing on you.
Did his thing on me. I don't have the tape of the time I hit him, though. At least I couldn't find it. But hit the tape there and see what it is.
Chum weather for Toronto and most of southern Ontario.
Oh, no.
Oh, shaving cream. And I had the door locked, or I thought I did. Would you like to hear the weather? Scattered shaving cream.
Okay. Remember that?
I remember that well. That was a great time. I really loved it.
I wish I could find the tape.
Still got some of the shaving cream on you.
Sure.
Now I'm going to reveal a deep, dark secret.
Oh, dear.
The morning that I don't know where it came from, I don't know who the source was, that some of the evil weed...
Oh, yeah, the day you spiked my pipe tobacco with grass. Boy.
Not in this radio station,
but
I hope.
Now, wait a minute. Roy McMurtry was coming into the John Gilbert show. And I watched Dick the way he scooped his pipe, and he scooped his pipe from the bottom. So
it was good stuff, I'll say that.
Thank you.
I never sounded so good as I did that morning.
Yeah, I know you
man.
Did. The only guy who flew to breakfast, and it's only a block away.
Hey,
but
man,
anyway, we put this stuff in, and Roy McMurtry came in. There was a blue haze in the newsroom, and it was really funny because Dick's pipe, the seeds were popping because... It was a funny morning.
You know,
I mean, that was great.
It's hard to pick out little things over a long time, like 11 years.
It certainly is, especially when there's zits.
I think the most, you know, pleasant memories, probably in the old days when Aer Lingus used to come in on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, wasn't that great?
They were great. That was better than the grass.
They brought Irish coffee.
Oh, they sure did. Oh, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
And then we'd all fall asleep by 8:20.
I don't know if I should spring this or not. We are trying, Jay, to get hold of Father Canavy. He's in Guelph. I found out he is in Guelph. I don't know if people
know
this.
He can't be alive.
This is a Jesuit priest who taught
Jay
in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And you got Jug the next five Saturdays.
No, but Father Canavy can't be alive.
Yeah, he's living in Guelph, which is the Jesuits got a big thing.
No, he can't be alive. Father Canavy cannot be alive now.
Well.
You'll have to reach him in the grave.
We're hoping to hear from him.
No, but Jesuits do have a line.
A line.
Into the grave. I mean, they told me that.
They're not supposed to go out with girls.
That's right. But they have a line into the grave. You can call up any Jesuit priest when he's dead.
You're going to give me hell for going late here. We got to do the ski report.
Nomine Patri Filius Spiritus Sancti.
Any case, it's been
Dominus
great,
Fobiscum Ecum Spiritus.
I'm glad you're not leaving the company. You're
just leaving the station.
You're going to need some of that stuff if you go skiing. Believe me. We got good news and bad news both. Now, there are snow squall warnings. It's going to be very, very cold. It's going to be very, very windy.
Off yet?
No, we got to keep...
I'm sorry, I dozed off. This ski stuff's important. I'm there.
So you may have trouble getting up to the ski areas, and if you go down the hills, you may indeed get frostbite, but there's going to be a lot of good snow on the ground. Conditions at most resorts other than that are expected to be good. These are the resorts that will be closed on Christmas Day. Everything is open except these. So these ones are closed. Valley Shush, Mansfield, Loretto, Happy Valley, Old Smoky, Medonte, Curlew, Tally Devil's Elbow. Doesn't sound
Tally-ho.
Right.
Tally Ho.
Tally Ho. Yeah, Devil's Elbow. Oshawa Kirby, North York, Dagmar, Caledon, Glen Eden, Chicopee, Ski High. I got a mental block about that. Ski High and Snow Valley. Those are the resorts that are closed.
There's good cross-country skiing at St. Clair and Young this morning. Did you have that listed?
Well, I bet. It's a mess out there. 19 minutes past 8 o'clock on Chum.
The outdoors, deep in the heart of winter.
Look at that takeoff, straight off the ice. Well, there he goes.
The plane will be back in a week.
You're getting away and roughing it.
The lake's a couple of miles through the bush. Best ice fishing in all Ontario.
And the rougher it gets, the more you like it.
Hey, Sam, give me a hand with these snowshoes. Roy's got the other hand. Will you look at that snow? Got a track for miles.
That's the time you owe yourself something special. Buckeye.
It's been a great day. And keep that fire building.
I get the beer. Can't wait to taste those fish we had.
Buckeyes brewed for Ontario beer drinkers.
Been guiding folks up here for years. Sure glad you guys brought a great beer like this along.
Buckeye comes across with the kind of taste you can count on every time.
Hey guys, come and get it.
Give Buckeye a try. You're sure to remember the name, and you can bet you won't forget the satisfying flavor.
Look at those stars coming out.
Bet you ain't got that in the city.
Buckeye, Ontario's own.
Today in Toronto, all the clubs are closed tonight for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Most of the movie houses are closed, too, so there's not really too much going on in the city. It's kind of a stay-at-home night. One event this morning you might want to take in, that's at 10 o'clock this morning, the annual Christmas Carol Sing at Nathan Phillips Square at City Hall. It's 20 past 8 on Chum.
Gene Junction's annual after-Christmas stuffed reindeer sale.
Oh, I ate too much.
Buy one item at regular prices and get the second one free.
Turkey, pudding, fish-shaped like Christmas trees.
Gene Junction is making wonderful deals on girls' clothes. Buy anything you find at regular prices and get a second item of equal value or less free.
I must have put away 30 pounds of cashews.
Bless you. The Gene Junction After Christmas Stuffed Reindeer Sale. The sale event you waited for to get great bargains at reindeer-full prices.
Got a seltzer?
Bless you.
Chum weather. Real bad weather. There's a winter storm warning in effect. We'll have snow today. It will end this afternoon, but we'll have about 3.5 inches. It will turn much colder. It will be windy. Northwest winds gusting up to 50 miles an hour. Tonight, blowing and drifting. Christmas Day, sunny, very cold, chance of a flurry. Boxing Day, partly cloudy, a little milder. It will be about freezing this morning. It's been freezing since about 4 this morning. But temperatures are going to drop rapidly to minus 15 or only plus 5 Fahrenheit tonight, and they'll be down to minus 21 or 5 below Fahrenheit by this time tomorrow morning. So it looks like a real wintry Christmas. It is zero, freezing in the city, on Jay Nelson Day on Chum.
He's a go-go, Jay Nelson. C-H-U-M, 1050 Toronto.
And now, I can admit it. I can come clean. Been a long time. Never wanted to say anything. Now I can admit it. I am the Boston Strangler.
Let's go! Steve walks fairly down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Don't wait, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
10:50, Chum. It's 8:25. This is Jay Nelson. Good morning. There's a winter storm warning in effect. I'm trying to do my best, really, to hold it all together, but the people around me are making it very difficult. I have to go to the telephone right now. I could tell you the snow will end this afternoon up to 3.5 inches. If you got Christmas shopping, go and do it now. So I'm on the phone with, okay?
Jay?
Yes?
Bob Lane.
Bob Lane. Ah, name from the past.
Any more excited than that, I could go back to sleep.
How are you?
Right here, 3.5 inches of snow?
Yeah, 3.5 inches. What is it doing in Winnipeg?
Well, in Winnipeg right now, it's clear and minus 28, but 3.5...
Minus? Whoa, 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 whoa. Minus what?
What?
Minus 28?
Minus 28 degrees.
Oh, my God. What does that measure out to? That's cold. That's about, like, 10 below?
I don't know, Jay.
You don't care, do you?
Really care, Jay?
How are you, Bob?
Oh, I heard the disturbing news. I hear today's the last show and you're retiring.
I'm not retiring.
That's what I heard, Jay, and I mean, I've got to call into Trudeau to get a telegram down to you for your old age and a security...
You should talk. Are you kidding? You got more wrinkles than the stones. But seriously, how are you doing in Winnipeg?
Doing well in Winnipeg.
Good.
I'm out here now that you've got all that leisure time.
Pardon?
Are you going to come out here now that you have all that leisure time? I can give you a weekend show.
I am not going to have leisure time.
What are you going to do, Jay?
No, because the municipal parking lot right here in Rose Hill, they're open 6 days a week, and I'm going to handle a Sunday shift.
Well,
so there's no, you know, there's no really leisure time. I'm going to be right there, you know.
I remember, Jay.
That's 35. How does this sound?
What?
That's $1.25. That's $1.75. Oh, you've been here all night. That's 4.25. How's that sound?
A little bit more warmth.
Little warmth in that, yeah. I figured that. How's Sandy?
She's fine.
Great. How are the children?
They're fine.
They're probably grown and smoking dope.
Not in this weather. You don't smoke dope.
You don't smoke dope? No, but seriously, folks, moving downhill. Listen, Bob, it's just great for you to call. I didn't expect a call from you. Is this collect?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
That's what I figured. Yeah, it's the good old Bob Lane phone call. For a lot of you who don't remember or who do remember, Bob used to do the all-night show on Chum, and I used to relieve Bob. And that sounds terrible, doesn't it, now? I used to relieve Bob. No, there's a certain connotation to that. I don't know what...
I have no idea.
Hi, Bob, I'll relieve you. Ooh, what does that mean, you know? No, but that means Bob used to... No, I can't even say get off the air. No, you can't even say that now. Everybody's got different things and different strokes. But hey, man, it's nice to talk to you. You didn't come in for the Christmas party this year. What happened? Did they send the airfare?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, that's what I figured, so you didn't make it.
Okay.
That's showbiz.
I wish you luck in your retirement.
Retirement? I feel like I'm going to be dead. You know. Go ahead, Bob.
Go ahead and do what?
We're paying for this call, Bob. Go ahead.
Hi, Mom.
Listen, by the way, a couple of cab drivers came by and asked where you were last week. You owe them money.
No, it's not the money I owe them. I owe them my going away gift back.
I'll let that go by.
It's very understand it. Listen, Jay, all the best in whatever it is you're going to do, and I can't get over the fact that you're that old.
Bob.
Bye, Jay.
You're always really welcome at my house. Wear the same clothes you were wearing in 63 because I know you will be. Okay? No, really. Seriously, Bob, thank you very much for the phone call.
My pleasure.
Bob, by the way, did you know that Enrico Caruso gave his final appearance at the Metropolitan Opera in New York on this day in history in 1920?
Matter of fact, my wife and I were just talking about that last night.
Good. Go sing Pagliacci because she said you were a clown in bed anyway. But seriously, folks. Goodbye, Bob.
I should say that the Jets won a hockey game last night.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah, you come from a losing time. No, I won't even bring that up. Thanks, Bob.
We have the Jets.
Bye-bye.
You have the Jays, and you have the Argos.
Goodbye. Yeah, we got a lot to live with. Good night.
Hi, Jay. Remember me? Oh, how quickly they forget in showbiz. Pete Griffin, I used to be one of the boys in the back room. Remember Chum FM? FM? That's frequently maudlin. Who would have thought that 1980 and 17 would be the magic numbers for the hosts of both morning shows at Chum? And inasmuch as you dropped in on my program to wish me luck, I thought I'd drop by and make sure you're leaving too. Incidentally, Wally, Keith, Jim, and the rest of the boys and I have sort of chipped in to present you with a few mementos to pay tribute to your 17 years solitary confinement in the Young Street Bunker. Now, first, we've got a genuine Pennsylvania pie-proof pith helmet with matching pot. Say, that's hard to say. Now we've got an invitation to appear on Celebrity Cooks to baste and broil Bruno Gerussi, one of your favorite dishes. And from the sales department, one stuffed water buffalo. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm sure, and I've been told, that you'll know. We also have an autographed copy of A Quick Psychoanalysis of Morning Show Humor, or How to Hit the Post Before the Punchline, by J. Robert Wood, your favorite author. And finally, we've had the Chum Cafeteria Gumball Machine bronzed in your honor. Well, Jay, I know a large bunch of Toronto will miss your entertaining humor on Chum in the mornings, but we'll be waiting for your special touch on City TV. Let's face it, your career could skyrocket to obscurity like Gene Taylor's. Seriously, Jay, all the best upstairs. By the way, did I tell you they tried to kick me downstairs with Lubo and the Goat? Go get him, Jay. All the best in 1981.
But I'm not working in Brampton.
Turn, turn, turn.